Good day and welcome to the Money on Mobile Incorporated Q2 2017 earnings call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. John Cunningham. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and thank everyone for joining us for the Money on Mobile earnings call covering second quarter fiscal year 2017, which closed on September 30th, 2016. You can find the presentation for today's call at http://public.viavid.com/index.php?id=121990. One more time, that's http://public.viavid.com/index.php?id=121990. At the end of this call, we will be opening up to general questions and answers. To submit a question, please enter it in the question box on the web link, and I'll read it so that those not able to see this on the web can hear it. Now to the safe harbor provision. This presentation contains forward-looking statements for purposes for the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. With the exception of historic information, the matters discussed in this presentation are forward-looking statements that involve a number of risks and uncertainties. The actual future results of Money on Mobile Incorporated could differ significantly from those statements. Factors that could cause actual results to differ materially include risks and uncertainties such as the inability to finance the company's operations, inability to hire and retain qualified personnel, and changes in the economic climate, as well as the risk factors disclosed on Money on Mobile Incorporated's Form 10-Q filed on November 14, 2016. Money on Mobile Incorporated may in some cases use terms such as anticipates, continues, estimates, predicts, believes, potential, proposed, expects, plans, intends, may, could, should, might, will, or in other words, that convey uncertainty of future events or outcomes to identify these forward-looking statements. These statements are only predictions. Although we believe the expectations reflected in the forward-looking statements are reasonable, such statements should not be regarded as representation by Money on Mobile Incorporated or any other person that such forward-looking statements will be achieved. Money on Mobile undertakes no duty to update any of the forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. In light of the foregoing, you are cautioned not to place undue reliance on such forward-looking statements. This presentation does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation offers to buy any securities of any entity. It's now my pleasure to introduce Money on Mobile's Chairman and CEO, Harold Montgomery. Harold, please go ahead.
Thanks, John. Good morning to you and good morning to all of our listeners and shareholders, and thanks for joining us today. This is Harold Montgomery. I'm the Chairman and CEO of Money on Mobile, Inc., and welcome to Money on Mobile, Inc.'s earnings call, which accompanies the release of our 10-Q report for the quarter ended September 30th, 2016. I'm in London today en route to the U.S. from a trip to India, where I met with the Ministry of Finance officials and worked with our leadership team from around the country to coordinate our response to the recent currency demonetization order from the government. I'll have more to say about that later in the call. Also joining me today from Dallas, Texas headquarters is Scott Airy, our Chief Financial Officer, who will be speaking later. Before we focus on the financials, I'd first like to cover a few points of business update, including an operational update and a few highlights for you. First of all, the name change. You may have seen in our recent press releases, we have officially finally changed our name and ticker symbol from CLPI to MOMT, M-O-M-T, that's Money on Mobile Transactions. Again, thank you for those on the phone. I want to thank you for your support in voting for the transition of the company from Calpian, Inc. to Money on Mobile, Inc. Thank you for your support of the name change. We've also recently launched an updated version of our website, which you can find at www.moneyonmobile.in. That's www.moneyonmobile.in. The .in main name is the designation for India. For the benefit of shareholders who may be new to our company, Money on Mobile is a mobile money system catering to India's vast unbanked and underbanked populations with simple transaction services. Money on Mobile allows consumers to deposit cash with one of our agents, a typical neighborhood store, for example. Their cash deposits become digital currency in our computerized records, just as if the consumer had made a deposit in a bank. And then the consumer or the agent acting on behalf of the consumer can perform financial transactions such as bill payment or money transfer using only the mobile phone and SMS text messages. We can work on any mobile phone platform. The system is more reliable, cheaper, and much easier than transacting in all cash. The Indian market is the largest unbanked or underbanked market population in the world, with approximately 600 to 800 million individuals in that group. We've grown to be India's largest mobile money system. As of the end of September 30th, 2016, we have served over 188 million cumulative mobile phone users. We now have over 325,000 participating agents where consumers can load their cash. And over the last 12 months, we processed over $855 million worth of transactions. On the next slide, you can see Money on Mobile offers a wide variety of payment solutions, including domestic remittance, which is person-to-person transfers, bill payment, prepaid mobile top-up time, satellite TV, which is also prepaid in India, and a variety of other services, including ticketing. We can also sell tickets to movies and travel, and we're beginning to provide e-commerce and even insurance payment solutions. You may have read about Prime Minister Modi's announcement earlier last week regarding the demonetization of the 500 and 1,000 rupee banknotes currently in circulation. The Prime Minister declared that all banknotes of these denominations will be invalid after December 30th, 2016, and will need to be exchanged for newly printed notes at a bank. As a shareholder probably know, India's economy runs on cash with an estimated 90-plus percent of all the transactions occurring in cash, even for large purchases such as cars or jewelry, even real estate. Money held by individuals received through off-the-record cash transactions, including bribes or other non-tax payments, is known as black money in India and has been a scourge of the legitimate economy for decades. And by invalidating illicit cash stored in homes and offices, the government has taken a bold and sweeping step toward eradicating black money and its main sources, bribery and corruption. India also has a substantial counterfeit problem, which this move will reduce and possibly even eliminate. Old notes are being replaced with new 500 and now a new denomination, 2,000 Indian rupee notes, as you can see here on this slide. As you can imagine, Indian citizens were keen to exchange their old notes for new ones. And while I was in Mumbai, I witnessed some extraordinary bank lines at most locations and ATMs. Here's a few pictures of what I saw in Mumbai last week after the announcement. We believe that this currency exchange experience will boost awareness of and adoption of digital payment systems such as Money on Mobile in the longer term. During my trip, I met with officials of the Ministry of Finance in Delhi to discuss ways in which Money on Mobile can cooperate with the government in their drive to digitize cash in India, which obviously is now in full swing. These discussions are, of course, preliminary, but there clearly are ways in which we can play a role in these efforts, all of which take some time to realize. I can say, however, without hesitation, that the government is keenly interested in the digitization of cash, and the officials I spoke with view Money on Mobile as a helpful actor in their comprehensive vision of the future. Money on Mobile is proud to be working with the Indian government in its attempt to digitize payments across India to help it fight corruption and counterfeiting, as well as to assist everyday Indian citizens in their transition to digital money. Here are some examples of Money on Mobile in action. Here is a picture of the digital receipt confirming a domestic remittance transaction for 1,500 Indian rupees. This SMS-based receipt replaces the paper-based receipt that you or I might receive from a typical credit card transaction. It provides the consumer with confidence that the agent's transaction has been successfully performed. On the next slide, you can see a picture I took with Ranjit Oak, our president, when we visited a place called Arunachal Pradesh. This is one of our 325,000 agents. And you can see the agent taking in cash for a domestic remittance transaction through the hole in the wire there. For those of you on our last two earnings calls, You may remember that we announced our partnership with the Calligat Society for Development Facilitation, and I'd like to give you an operational update on it. But before I do, for those of you who are not on the previous call, a refresher, the Calligat Society is a non-governmental organization headquartered in Calcutta, India, working with approximately 775,000 female ambassadors who are involved in financial education and creating income opportunities for women in underserved areas of states like Bihar, Jharkhand, and Bengal, which are some of India's poorest states. As a follow-up to our last call, we now have over 85 of the 75,000 women trained, and many of them are already transacting in our payment network. This group is now depositing over 80,000 rupees a day and growing. This is just the beginning of what I think will unfold with Calligat. You can think of these new agents as independent businesswomen earning their own income based on providing money on mobile services to friends, neighbors, and relatives. We're very proud of this relationship and excited about its rollout over the course of the next year. It sits very nicely with our corporate objective of doing well by doing good. But I want to assure you that this is a commercially successful relationship for Money on Mobile. On the next slide, just to review the management team both in India and the United States, which cumulatively has over 60 years of payments experience. I'm very happy with the team's performance and continue to look to add to our team in India. And now I'd like to turn it over to Scott Airey, our Chief Financial Officer, to present the financial results for the quarter ending September 30th, 2016. Scott?
Hey, thanks, Harold. I know you're in London. During your comments, it was a little bit difficult to hear you at times. So if you're able to make any adjustments while I'm going through these slides, you might try and do that. I think most people were able to get what you were saying, just a little bit difficult to hear. I'm going to present a financial overview and talk about the trends in processing volume, revenue, and the gross margin comparing Q2 2017 to Q2 2016. We go to slide 14, which I think we're on now. Comparing the second quarter 2016 to that of 2017, net revenue was US $1.08 for the second quarter 2017 compared to US $1.44 for the prior year, down 25% in US dollars as we report them. On a currency neutral basis, our revenue declines 22% for the first fiscal quarter of 2017. The quarter ended June 30, 2016. The decline in revenue represents a significant retooling of our business, focused away from lower margin products and towards higher margin products that will help us drive the company to be cash flow positive. You can see that while revenue is down, cost of goods sold is also down significantly, declining from $770,000 to $490,000, which represents a 35% decrease on an as-reported basis and a 33% decrease on a currency-neutral basis. While our gross profit was down in absolute dollar terms, we show a 7.3 point increase in our reported gross margin from 46.9% in Q2 fiscal year 2016 to 54.2% for our most recent quarter. If you look 2 years back, we reported a gross margin percent of 37.9% in Q2 of fiscal year 2015, so this is really a very positive trend. Our strong commitment to improving the gross margin, while having a negative impact on revenue in the current quarter, we believe will pay off in the quarters to follow. For those not previously on the call, when I speak about results on a currency neutral basis, I'm calculating impacts in local currency, the Indian rupee, without doing any foreign currency adjustment or translation. By doing so, I remove any currency fluctuations between the US dollar and the Indian rupee when looking at the percentages. It should be noted that while the company continues to post operating losses as we build this business, operating expenses in India were flat this quarter compared to the prior quarter and down 15% for the first 6 months of fiscal 2017 compared to the first 6 months of fiscal 2016. We could go to slide 15 now. Let's take a look at our process volume trend over the past 9 quarters. If we look at the second quarter 2016 and compare it to the second quarter of fiscal year 2017, our processing volume declined by 10% quarter over quarter. Our main growth driver in processing volume in prior quarters has been domestic remittances. This product requires cash collateralization, and the company has been operating in a capital-constrained environment. However, we believe that our retooling of the business model will result in an operation that will allow us to replicate prior quarter's growth at higher margins on a flat expense base with lower cash collateral requirements. Moving now to slide 16. You look at this slide, it's a quarterly snapshot of our revenues as reported in U.S. dollars. As previously mentioned, we had a 25% decrease in Q2 2017 over Q2 2016, and the reasons for this decline are the same as those previously mentioned with processed volume. I refer to processed volume because we release statistics on processed volume monthly, and while they are never audited and are only an indicator of revenue, we feel investors can look at this as an indicator of the measure of our progress in between our quarterly reports. Going to slide 17, finally, if we look at the last 9 quarters of gross margin, we see a positive trend of margin improvement on an absolute dollar basis and on a gross margin percentage basis. The company posted a 54% margin for this quarter, which is about 7 points over the year prior, largely reflected again by the diversification of products, particularly shifts into money transfer. While the overall trend is very positive, Q4 2016 shows a blip that represents an annual audit adjustment made by our local Indian auditors, reviewed and approved by our U.S. auditors in our 2016 10-K. In the last 2 quarters, we've been following the guidelines the auditors set with that adjustment, so we do not expect that we will have any similar adjustment in the coming Q4 of the current fiscal year. As previously mentioned, the company is still in an operating loss position. The comprehensive operating loss, which we reported on our 10-Q, is $2.3 million U.S. dollars for the quarter ending September 30, 2016, as compared to $6.1 million for the same quarter 1 year ago. The operating loss in India, only on an unadjusted basis, not accounting for non-controlling interest, was $950,000 for the current quarter, as compared to $1 million for the same quarter last year. Now I'll hand it back to Harold, who will talk about what's coming up next. Harold?
Thanks, Scott. Looking ahead, we continue to see very strong growth opportunities in the Indian market, and we continue to move forward with that plan that we've had all along, along three lines: increasing our store count footprint throughout India. Our longer-term intent is to have 1 million locations throughout the country and eventually be within about a quarter of a mile, or roughly 400 meters, of 80% of the Indian population. We intend to go both broad throughout the country and deeper into metropolitan areas with high traffic zones. We've been experimenting with some branded locations with good results and look forward to increasing the scope of that program in particular. Number two, we're going to increase the frequency of use by our customers. We've seen that customers who use Money on Mobile tend to use it more as they see more services emerge. Increasing the frequency of use will be a key driver of growth. And third, increasing our offerings by increasing the share of high-margin transactions in line with what Scott was talking about. Domestic remittances are higher margin and higher ticket transactions for us, and we plan to move more in the direction of higher margin transactions as the company continues to grow. The combination of these trends and the nature of the market in India mean a promising growth path for Money on Mobile overall in the longer term. And if you'd like more details about some of the things we're doing, including the Digital Locker initiative that I mentioned in our last call, the Calicut Society, views of our staff and board members about the future and practice of Money on Mobile, please take a moment to visit our website at investors.moneyonmobile.in for a series of videos. You can also sign up for a monthly email in which we highlight other changes in the business. This is the end of our formal presentation. I'd now like to hand it back to John Cunningham for the question and answer portion of the call.
Thank you, Harold. Our first question is about the decline in processing volume and revenue. What was the main cause of this?
Well, I think investors know by now that the business, and especially this is true for domestic remittance, is a capital-intensive endeavor. It requires capital to grow the processing volume trend and thus the revenue overall. We have been for some time this year in particular operating in a capital-constrained environment, so we decided to divert cash resources from other transactions into those that generate the highest return. And while that hurts processing volume, therefore revenue, but it has helped our gross margin, as Scott mentioned during his slide.
Okay, our second question is regarding financing. Can you give us more details about the current status on the fundraising?
Yeah, as Money on Mobile has grown and become more visible and prominent, and more attention has been given to India generally, there's been a growing interest, and we're working with several investor groups to raise the sufficient capital to meet the demand for our services. I will say the Prime Minister's recent move has definitely heightened attention around digital payments in India, and I think will be a helpful catalyst in our visibility as we go forward. Unfortunately, the discussions are not something I can publicly disclose, except to say that we are working on it.
Okay. Let's see. The third question, let's roll a couple of these all together. It's regarding the rupee. What else can you tell us about the recent changes in the 500 and 2,000 India rupee notes? How will that affect the business? And will taking large bills out of circulation help you immediately, or will it take several quarters to show up in your results?
Well, I think there's a short-term and a long-term answer here. From a short-term immediate perspective, the rush by consumers to change their old notes for the new design has caused long lines to form at banks and post offices, as I showed you earlier. Initially, this created a rush into digital payment systems like Money on Mobile. Unfortunately, the other side is it's made it harder for our agents to deposit their own operating cash. At the same time, it provides an opportunity for them to help consumers transfer money into bank accounts and digital payment means and avoid long lines to banks. Now, the longer-term effect could be more consumers willing to put money into digital wallets and performing digital transactions themselves as they understand now that cash is a difficult medium to transact. So I think in the long term, the government's push of the change of the currency notes will promote digital means of transactions tremendously over the long period of time.
Great, thank you. Harold, the final question for today's call, are you on track for an uplisting to a major exchange, and what's your view on the timing of that?
Well, it's been an expressed goal of the company for some time to achieve an uplisting to a major exchange, and we continue to meet with bankers and consult with the exchanges themselves about the process and what steps we would need to take to formally begin that process. We believe that we're well positioned as a candidate to start the process and achieve an uplisting, and we've been taking some concrete steps in that regard, including adding board members, which we continue to recruit new board talent, and we believe we're well positioned for an uplisting candidate. The exchanges are giving us positive feedback about their view of the company, and so we're looking forward to initiating that process. I'd really like to start it in early 2017 if we can, but there are some concrete steps we'll have to take before we become a viable uplist candidate, but I'm optimistic about it.
Great. Harold, any final comments to wrap up the call?
No, John, I think we pretty well covered it. I feel good about the future of Money on Mobile. I think this currency reset is going to be a positive for the business in the longer term, and I think we're looking forward to exploiting the growth opportunity that we've identified in India that is drawing more and more attention every day. The shareholders may want to see or have seen the interview I did just a few hours ago on the BBC, which is available on YouTube. That's an exciting kind of attention that we're getting now for Money on Mobile, and there will be more. There was also a BBC radio interview that went out about an hour ago. So it's exciting to receive this kind of attention and exciting to be in the middle of what the government is doing with respect to digitization of the currency in India.
Great. Harold and Scott, thank you so much, and many thanks to everyone for participating in the call and your continued support of Money on Mobile. This will conclude Money on Mobile Incorporated's second quarter 2017 earnings call. You may now disconnect.